All right, so this is called targeting a root. I chose to do a major scale, and I'm going to show you how we're going to use this and how you're going to apply this. Whether you use three notes per string or the cage system or any other system, the intervals never change from how they relate to each other on the fretboard. I just randomly chose this note. I guess in this particular key it'd be A, but I did not do that on purpose, even though A is a common key. The note that's circled is the 4th string, 7th fret, right? And I'm simply comparing everything to that. So give me a minute to explain, and then I'll explain what you're going to do. Even if you didn't have this sheet, you could figure out that the 2 of this key is up a whole step on the same string. And so you'd go 1, 2, 1, and then the 3 would be one more whole step from there, maybe 1, 3. And then the next note would be the 4, which would be, since the guitar is tuned in fourths, you could figure out that same fret as the 1, but next string would be 4, so you'd be 1, 4, 1, and then up a whole step from there is 1, 5, 1. See how I'm doing this. Now, for 6, you have a choice. You could either go up. Let's take that one for a minute. So you go 1, 6, 1, where I'm choosing this 6, the one on the 3rd string. In this particular case, it's the 11th fret, right? I just chose that one because I decided to. I could have chose the other 6, but for now I didn't. And then since I chose that one for 6, now I'm going to choose where the 7th is. This might be harder to visualize because we can't go up anymore from our 6 without stretching too much. But you could visualize that you're in the D shape, so that these two intervals, the 1 and the 1, are in the D shape, and the 7, which is what we're looking for now, is just a half step behind that. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be automatic or it's going to be easy. And what I am saying is I'm more than happy for you to write out whatever scale, whatever key and scales you're going to use. Write it out, the intervals first. Write out all the combinations below and above, to the left and to the right. And ultimately, what you're going to do is have different patterns. This is going to be your assignment. You could ask me for clarifying questions, but a 5-note stretch is going to be sufficient. So, for example, this first way of doing it, I'm going to play everything right here. And I don't know if you could see it on the... for people listening for the audio, I circled frets 7 through 11. Right? That's a 5 fret area. And I'm going to play it like this. 1, 2, 1, 1, 3, 1, 1, 4, 1, 1, 5, 1, 1, 6, 1. Oh, whoops. I got to include the 2 here. So this is included. Right? And then... while I'm doing it, I'm actually saying the numbers to myself. 7, 1, 6, 1, 5, 1, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1. And if you think you could do that, do it without the sheet. It's not easy. This is a fretboard theory class. So, you can use the sheet. I want you to use the sheets. But if you're feeling good and, you're feeling confident, try to do it without the sheet. It'll show you where you really know it and where you're getting stuck. So it's a good idea to use the sheet a few times and then try to turn over the sheet and see where you get stuck and then iron that out. Now that's only one way of doing it. The other way of doing it, there's 4 more ways of doing it. You could do it, here, let's get rid of this from 5 to 11 type thing. Let's say we did it from did I say 5 to 11 earlier? I meant 7 to 11, is that what I said? Frets 7 to 11 would be the first way of doing it. Second way of doing it is frets 6 to 10. So let's highlight those. If I highlight frets 6 to 10, now I got this. And then anything up here at fret 11 gets left out because we don't need that anymore. So now I'm going to do the exact same thing, except now my root's going to be with finger 2 instead of finger 1. Right? Because that's how it would be relative to the other... note. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 1, 1, 3, 1, 1. But everything feels different Or maybe... Actually, this one is optional. Like, in this case, you maybe you choose this one instead of this one. The one on the top string or the one on the first string. Like, it's not supposed to be about, you know, which way should I do it. It's not supposed to be about conforming. It's just supposed to be about being able to recognize and grab the interval. So if you choose this one on the first string instead of this one on the second string, that's okay. But you make the decision. When I start on finger two on the D string, let me just see which one feels natural when I get to the octave. See, I like the one out here, but that's up to you. Alright, that's the second way to do it. Third way to do it, you guys, let's see if you're paying attention. The first way to do it was between frets 7 and 11. Second way to do it was between 6 and 10. What's going to be next? Someone volunteer and tell me what's the next way you could do it.
That's 5 to 9.
5 to 9. So if we circle that, it would be like this. And so you could go through all these permutations. And I realize that, you know, you're not necessarily following Cage with this. You're not necessarily following three notes per string. You're just recognizing the intervals. So the fingerings are not important. Like, don't worry about that part. You're just recognizing intervals. This may be harder for some of you. All right. So that between 5 and 9, I would start with finger 3 probably. Or 2, I don't know really. Probably maybe 2, I don't know. So you would decide whether to get the 5 over here or over here. I liked it over here. You guys understand how to do this? And then there's one more, which would be between frets 4 and 4 and 9, right?
4 and 8.
4 and 8. Isn't that supposed to be a 5-fret area? Oh, because it's inclusive, then it's still 5 frets. All right, okay. So does that make sense? So first, you could start with the A major scale that I wrote. But as we go along in this training, you're going to do it for... any other scale you want. Now, those of you who are on Zoom, I'll show you where to find the blank fretboard diagrams. Your student pages, it's under ZZ if you guys ever need some blank tab paper or manuscript paper. You know, I think of everything for you guys. I try. it only took me like 3 years to think of it, but I did think of it in the end. You go to ZZ on your student page and you can print out or just, you know, look on the screen. If you don't have a printer at home, you could literally write it on the on your screen on some kind of paint app or something, and then save it as a PDF. So whatever key, scale, or mode you want, after you do the A major, you could do it. You could write it out and then do it just like I did it. Where you're targeting you're always targeting the root. So it goes root, then interval, just like I demonstrated.